In this bulletin, the first commercial flight leaves the Afghan capital since the US withdrawal. Stay-at-home orders lifted in regional Victoria. And in sport, Novak Djokovic just two wins away from claiming a record 21st Grand Slam title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Just over 100 passengers have left Kabul Airport on the first flight carrying foreigners out of the Afghan capital since the US-led evacuation ended last month. The flight landed in Doha. Americans, Canadians, Germans and Ukrainians were among those on board. Qatar's special envoy, Mutlaq bin Majed Al-Qahtani, says it's an important first step.
For the first time, there is an international flight, and it is a commercial flight. The bottom line, passengers, foreigners and local traveling from Kabul to Doha and from Doha to the respective destinations.
More than a million regional Victorians are waking up to more freedoms as lockdown restrictions lift for all areas outside Melbourne except Shepparton. But a number of restrictions remain, as Philippa Carisbrook reports.
Stay-at-home orders and the 5-kilometre travel limit ended in regional Victoria at midnight. Businesses there can now reopen with strict capacity caps, while school children in prep in years 1, 2 and 12 can return to the classroom. But all other students must continue their studies remotely. Victorians who've been stuck living in a New South Wales border area are now able to apply for a new permit exemption category to come home. Melbourne and Shepparton remain under lockdown after the state recorded more than 300 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says his state's hard border closures have been justified after the state banked a $5.6 billion budget surplus. Royalty revenue from the iron ore industry is expected to peak at $11.3 billion this financial year. The state's economy has grown by 5.7% since the start of the pandemic, a figure which suggests Western Australia would be second only to China as the strongest growing economy in the world. The United States Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its new law that bans abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. The U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Texas law is clearly unconstitutional. Last week, the Supreme Court refused to block the law. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has urged the Taliban to respect the rights of women and not allow Afghanistan to become a breeding ground for extremism.
Indonesia closely monitors the situation on the ground, including the formation of caretaker government. Indonesia continues to underline the importance of building an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Indonesia hopes that Afghanistan is not used as a breeding and training ground for terrorist organizations and activities that threaten peace and stability in the region.
Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim country. It suffered a series of militant attacks since bombings on the tourist island of Bali in 2002 killed over 200 people, including 88 Australians. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, who arrived in Jakarta on Wednesday, says Indonesia has a significant role to play.
Today we also discussed Afghanistan and the need for the Taliban-led regime to respect the rights of women and girls. Indonesia has a significant role to play as a Muslim country with a strong voice on these issues.
A plan to release radioactive water from Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean is to be examined by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Neighbouring nations China and South Korea oppose the plan to discharge 1 million tonnes of contaminated water from the plant. The IAEA has promised a comprehensive and objective review of the plan by experts in December. Japan says a filtration system removes most radioactive elements from the water and that once diluted, it can be safely released over several decades. In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic is two matches away from a record 21st Grand Slam title, putting him ahead of rivals Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, both on 20. Djokovic is up against world number four Alexander Zverev on Saturday in the semi-finals. Zverev most recently defeated Djokovic at the Tokyo Olympic Games, going on to win gold in the singles for Germany. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 19 degrees. A sunny day in Adelaide, 26. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, cloudy and 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Similar for Sydney, 24. Newcastle, sunny and 28. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny day and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.